This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, December 16th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we talked to a Fayetteville resident whose grandson was killed in the Sandy Hook shooting a year ago. Plus, we learn more about healing ministries at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. Also, the Red Cross is trying to catch up after having to cancel blood drives during a winter storm that recently hit the state. Johnny Cash is the subject of the latest installment of Arkansongs and more. But first, Governor Mike Beebe has declared 22 counties across the state disaster areas because of the damage caused by the recent ice and snow. Though the ice has mostly receded, areas across the state are still dealing with the storm's aftermath. Matt DeCampbell, the governor's spokesperson, says state and federal officials are working with the counties to determine whether they qualify for federal funding.
We should know by next week whether or not we meet the threshold to have the governor make the request to Washington, D.C. to get some federal assistance. And if we see that federal assistance, it's going to be what's called public assistance, which helps restore and repair infrastructure in those counties, and especially what we saw with some of the smaller rural electric cooperatives during the storm.
DeCampbell says crews from FEMA and the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management are surveying the areas affected by the winter storms.
And those assessment teams are going to go around, they're in about half the counties already, and try to figure out whether or not Arkansas will qualify for some federal assistance.
He says once the amount of federal funding is determined, how to source the rest of the money will be addressed. The state's Legislative Audit Committee has found that Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar misspent thousands of dollars in office funds for personal or undocumented expenses. The annual audit report, released late last week, found that Dar misspent more than $12,000 using state credit cards, unauthorized travel reimbursements, and more. The report concluded that Dar should pay nearly $10,000 back to the office. First Security Bank Corp. of Little Rock has a new president for its Northwest Arkansas market. Adam Rutledge was named CEO and president for Northwest Arkansas late last week. Rutledge has previously served as senior vice president and commercial lender of the Northwest Arkansas market, and according to the bank, he has played an integral role in the growth of the market. He is a board member for LifeSource International and is also on the Walton College of Business Alumni Society board. Rutledge replaces Jim Taylor as president for Northwest Arkansas. Taylor will continue with the company as senior vice president of the bank's Little Rock parent company. Walmart Stores has named another new head for one of the retail giant's regional divisions. According to the City Wire, the company has named Krish Iyer as the new president and CEO of its Indian division. Iyer officially takes the position January 20th, replacing Ramnik Narsi, who has filled the position on an interim basis since June. Iyer joined Walmart International in 2012 as a senior vice president. The leadership change comes after Walmart announced in October it would dissolve its joint venture with Bharti Enterprises in the country, a partnership that was marked by an internal investigation late last year into bribery allegations in India. The city of Fayetteville will host a public input session tomorrow regarding restoration plans for two historic bridges in the downtown area. The city has been developing plans to restore the historic bridges on Lafayette and Maple Streets, and according to the city, those plans are about a third of the way complete. The input session is scheduled from 4 to 6 p.m. tomorrow at the City Administration Building. The Works Progress Administration originally built the two historic bridges in the 1930s, and they are the only two pieces of city property on the National Register of Historic Places. Funding for the restoration work is being covered by $1 million from the Federal Highway Bridge Replacement and Rehabilitation Program. The remaining $1.4 million estimated cost is being covered by money from the city's Transportation Bond Program. A new exhibit looking at the history and design of the Bowie knife is being hosted by the Historic Arkansas Museum in downtown Little Rock. The collection, which features items owned by President Theodore Roosevelt and Alamo hero Davy Crockett, opened Friday. Bill Worthen, the museum's director, says the wide variety of knives makes for a compelling retrospective.
It is really the most comprehensive look at the Bowie knife ever assembled. And so you go everywhere from the earliest of the Bowie knives all the way to late ones. It's a history lesson of the entirety of the spectrum of Bowie knives in one place.
The collection will be on display at the museum through June of next year. Mostly clear tonight with lows from 26 in northwest Arkansas to 34 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid to upper 50s. And tomorrow night, expect mostly clear conditions with lows from 31 in northwest Arkansas to 38 in the Arkansas River Valley.